Hey y'all, I'm Jimmy Carroll, and you probably know me from MTV's longest running show, The Challenge. Buckle up and get ready for this unfiltered podcast because I'm covering everything from my time on MTV to pop culture to what happens when you stop being polite and start getting real. Listen to Just Jim wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, it's Herbert. And you're listening to the About Last Night podcast, you slippery little son of a bitch.
Hi, didn't see you there. I'm just kidding. That's called acting. Guys, welcome back to the About Last Night podcast. Hope you had a great weekend and hope you're having a great week. Show is now dropping on Tuesdays. Sorry, it's Wednesday. Had a wild weekend. I'll tell you about it. But first of all, let's talk about my special. My special is coming out June 16th. We'll put up some artwork right there. It's called Like and Subscribe. It's dropping on YouTube June 16th, which also happens to be my birthday. Nobody cares. Nobody cares about your birthday. You care because that means you survived another year. And you know you're getting to an age when people go, you made another year, that something's wrong with you. When people collectively in group settings go, hey, you can't believe you're still, everyone's shocked that you ain't dead, baby. You know, it's hurtful. But look, man, there's a lot of ways for just life to take you out. You get stung by a bee. You could be allergic to bees and then get stung by a bucket of bees. You could be allergic to the new Wendy's chicken nuggets and get fucking a bucket of nuggets dropped on your head. You could get hit at a Wendy's drive-thru. You could get stabbed at a Wendy's drive-thru. Wendy's feels like the place where shit's going down. Not just down the gullet, too fast. People eat fast food too fast. I know it's called fast food because you get it quick, but man, us fatties, speaking of America, we are the best at guzzling food quicker than it should, say it with me, be consumed. Pumped about the special. Can't wait for you guys to see it. Comedy on State, Madison, Wisconsin. We shot it and it looks great and I'm proud of it and I think you'll dig it. So enjoy it. June 16th. Subscribe to my YouTube channel so that you can get that. And I hope you have enjoyed so far the new Dr. Phil Live. Check out a little thumb for that baby. With Harlan Williams, Brian Simpson, and Heath Cordes. That dropped yesterday on YouTube. And it's one of my favorite episodes, so check that out. We have one next week here in L.A. at the Comedy Store with Dax Shepard, Sal Vulcano, and Rick Glassman. Oh, my. Those three have never been together at the same time, so chaos will ensue. We have some surprises in store as well. Oh, fuck. Sorry about that, man. I'm boring myself. But also, I'm tired as fuck. Because I was in Mexico this weekend, my friend Kaylee's birthday. She brought some of us to Mexico for her 41st birthday. And it was a time. It was a time. Food, drinks, beach, pool, sound bath, yoga, skipped them both. Sound bath is interesting. There was a sound bath one night. My friend Kaylee's a very spiritual gal, and so she got these sound baths together. And, or as the kid who walked by and saw everyone floating in the pool at 9:30, a cult. It looks like a cult, because it's, there were about 30 to 40 people floating on a pool, getting pushed around. I guess it's very tranquil. It's supposed to be incredibly relaxing. You feel like you're in the pool or you feel like in the ocean and you're floating around, you're farting around. You're probably farting to the sound of your own breath because I think you're very relaxed. And when you're relaxed, you fart. At least that's what I've heard from people in yoga classes. And so you're just kind of centering yourself, being present. There's kind of some soft, pure moods type music being played. There was a gal kind of narrating along on the mic, being like, just feel your bones and smell your heart and touch your fingers to your face and put your finger up your butt and wonder what it smells like. But don't smell it. Smell it. later, or ask a friend what they think it smells like. Just a lot of talking calmly, smoothly, putting you in this relaxed, tranquil state so that you fall asleep or fall off your tube into the pool and snap back into reality. Snap, crackle, pop into reality. Skip the sound bath, a.k.a. the floaty cult. But it looked like a lot of fun. Then, the birthday night. Wow. Counting Crows performed. Hey, Mr. Potter, don't go. Hey, Mr. Potter, won't you talk to... They played Mr. Jones. They played Long December. They played all the hits. I went nuts. One of my favorite bands. Fun story about Counting Crows after. Thought they flew private. We see them at the airport yesterday. And apparently they don't fly. Apparently they don't fly private. We were sitting there being like, they probably flew in, flew out right away. And then literally I'm like, is that Adam Durowitz at Sbarro? And they were hanging out, and I was like, you know, I didn't want to go up and go, hey, you guys just hanging around this town on the corner, which is one of their songs. I've been hanging around this town on the corner. Another fucking banger of a hit. I walk up to the band. It's Durowitz and about five band members. And, you know, I'm not at a point where I'm narcissistic to be like, I bet they appreciate me telling them they were great last night. No. I'm doing it because it just, I want to say what's up to one of my favorite bands. And I want to let them know that they did rip. Not because they need it, just because I want to say what's up. And I feel comfy enough to go up and do that. I have a comedian friend, Dean Del Rey, that knows a guy in the band. I thought I could drop that if it needed to speed up the connectivity of the moment. I walk up. I don't think they could have cared less. I was like, you guys were great last night. They're like, and look, I could have been the 10th person to come up to them, but I don't think I was. Also, they could have ripped it up last night and been hungover. Either way, it was humbling. Somebody said to me after, don't meet your heroes, huh? I was like, no. Fine. Perfectly fine. We got to lower our expectations for these, like, you know, celeb moments. Now, I will say this. I got recognized at the airport when we landed by some young kid. He goes, are you Adam Ray? I go, yeah, man. He goes, dude, I love your Dr. Phil. I go, thanks, dude. He goes, can I get a picture? I go, of course. He asked his parents. I go, what's up? Who are you guys? Mom, dad, introduce. Mom goes, what's your name? I go, Adam Ray. She goes, eh. I go, it's okay. Moms aren't my demo. Got her to laugh. Son laughed. He goes, Mom, it's Adam Ray. Don't embarrass me, you fucking bitch. I added the last part, but he was upset with Mom that she didn't recognize who I was. But it's fine. Give him a sweet moment. Make his day. He says he's going to be in Seattle for the Dr. Phil live show June 30th at the Neptune, which is sold out. We did add a second show in Portland, though. Put it up right here, June 29th, Aladdin Theater. The 7:30 sold out. The 10:30, still got tickets, baby. Go out and get them. Dr. Phil, no, sorry, AdamRayComedy.com for those tickets. Anyway, I told the kid I'd slip him into the June 30th show as a sweet bonus for being a kind kid. So, you know, I'm still on the upswing, though. So I'm more, I guess, active and want to give those moments. So maybe Counting Crows, 30 years of fucking jamming in airports and people coming up, maybe they're just like, hey, dude, fuck off. Hey. I don't care that you like my music. It's 10 a.m. So message received, but does that change my love for their tunes? Not at all, dude. But Durowitz was nice. Smiled a lot. Was real cordial. But also, like, in the middle. He played it right. He was just kind of like, gave me something back a little, but didn't try to forward the conversation. And that's where we get selfish as people, where we're like, dude, they were fucking, what a bitch, dude. Like, ask me to be best friends. Like, it's not that easy to just invite me to your house to hang out. So, a cool experience. Shout out to Cabo for being Cabo and for being hot as balls. I think I got a sunburn on my kidneys. I didn't put sunscreen on the first day. It's a big mistake, dude. Lather up. And I'm fortunate to not be Irish or a pasty white ginger, so I can go out in the sun with this Russian Jew skin. And you know, I browned up pretty easily. It'll go away in a couple days. Oh, that's right. I also was wearing, my friend Kaylee, they gifted us with something every day, slippers and blankets and robes, oh my. And we had this yoga outfit that I, you know, still have, but didn't use at the yoga because I was sleeping. And it was like a baby blue. I looked like a Smurf, my wife said. And I was wearing that top to bottom as a grown man walking up to the Counting Crows. So maybe that also had something to do with their lack of enthusiasm. Do you know what I'm saying? Here I am walking up, be like, fellas, you guys crushed last night. So maybe they're like, oh, who's this fucking Jew Smurf? Great band name. You tell me you wouldn't go see Jew Smurf? At least you'd see them open for the bigger band, Sugar Ray, baby. Mexico is hot. The people that drive you to and from the airport were all stunt drivers in the Fast and Furious. Holy shit. I think we've all been in Ubers where you're like, hey, man, we are trying to make a deadline. Can you speed it up? I once took an Uber to LAX, and the guy was driving as if he was like if he were to pull up curbside and my body would have flown through the windshield, he would have been like, we made it, right? I got you here. You might be dead on the curb, but we got it. We got it, right? 5 stars. So that's how these guys in Mexico drive. They are just fast and furious, and they don't give two fucks about whether or not you puke or get thrown out of the vehicle. I mean, and it was also the type of driving where, like, foot on the gas and then just foot off the gas for, like, a second and then foot on the gas again. You know, that really jolty start-stop motion instead of gas-to-brake combo. So, dude, that was wild. I mean, and then there was a lot of these, like, hills, a lot of the, like, that type of shit. Even just doing that made me want to throw up. He would, like, speed up. So we would, like, fly. We get a little air, like Dumb and Dumber style. Like, it was wild, man. He was drinking, so I guess that had something to do with the chaotic adventure. But anyway, shout out to Mexico. Shout out to Kaylee. 41. What a year, dude. 41 in 2024. Did you ever think we'd get here? Did you ever think we'd get to 2024? Did you ever think Kim Kardashian's kid would sing in a fucking live version of The Lion King and just sound terrible? I'm sorry, but that clip is... kids auditioned for that, no doubt, right? I think this was at the Hollywood Bowl. Jess, will you check that for me? Kim Kardashian's kid was Simba. Will you check if that happened at the Hollywood Bowl for me? Kim Kardashian's kid was in The Lion King. I think it was at the Hollywood Bowl. Will you check if that's right? It's really not imperative to the story. What concerns me is that she definitely threw some bucks or threw some celeb, look who I am, you know who I am, this is what it is type attitude. It was at the Hollywood Bowl. Check out the clip, man. Kim Kardashian West. You know what? Let's just cut to it real quick. Am I wrong? Dude, pitchy. Little pitchy for me, dog. I mean, I don't think that kid wanted to be there. It just felt like a, I don't know. This is what the Kardashians do, though, man. They do shit that makes you go, what the fuck? And then you're talking about it. And then you're talking about it. And then everyone's talking about it. And then I'm talking about it. I'm wasting breath on a podcast being like, can you believe Kim Kardashian's kid was fucked up the role of Simba at the Hollywood Bowl? Yeah, you can believe it. Because, hey, man, I think that's Kanye's kid too. But, dude, sometimes talent skips a gen. Sometimes just because you're the son or daughter of somebody wildly talented doesn't mean you get it too. It happens a lot. We're seeing it with LeBron's kid. Everyone's giving LeBron's kid a lot of pressure to be as good as LeBron James. Now, is that going to happen? I don't know. Is he getting a lot of critique already? Yeah. Some people are saying he's not ready for the NBA at all. Some are saying, fuck. That was a crazy yawn. That one, I felt like I was going to pass out, but also, like, I thought I was going to fucking bite the side. Like, do you remember when somebody, was this a trick in your elementary school where somebody would go, hey, I'll give you $50 if you can bite your ear. And then you go, and then they go, you fucking idiot. Did you guys have that? Man, the good old days. the good old days of like being on the bus and some kid would go, holy shit. You go, what, what? And you go, oh, you missed it. Or the major look. The major look, that was the first magician. Look at that. What? Major look. Magic. There was a magician at Kaylee's party. This guy was unreal. Unreal. Worked with David Blaine for 15 years. Beside David Blaine, David Blaine's one of his dear homies. The guy's as good, if not better, than David Blaine. Holy shit. I believe his name is Ossie. Look him up. A world-class stud. And Ossie was blowing people's minds left and right. Some people were trying to be dicks about it and be like, I know what you did. Fuck, stop that. Stop being the shit fuck that wants to rip the rug out from under the magician. Just allow yourself to be entertained. Who, by the way, it takes a lot of balls. And like, you are a true piece of shit if you want to pull the rug out from under a magician. That being said, he was amazing. He was amazing. And the show continued after. It was mind blow after mind blow. He came up to me after. He was like, take a card, any card. I was like, all right, this one. He was like, don't show me. Hold on to it. Memorize it. Hold it close to your chest. Is it a black card? I was like, yes. And then I passed out. Woke up an hour later. Ossie was buck naked in my bed, holding my card in between his thighs. And he was like, is this your card? I was like, yes, it is. Why are you here? No. But that type of shit, I feel like, is the stuff that, you know, you're either born a magician or not. I don't think you can learn how to be that mind-bending. Do you know what I'm saying? He's a mentalist, too. He was like, what's your favorite color? I was like, navy blue. He's like, blue, navy blue. I was going to say that. You know, he's like, what's your favorite season? And I was like, probably summer. He's like, summer. I was going to say summer. So that shit was impressive. But magicians overall, I think, have a history of being a little off, a little kooky for Cocoa Puffs. What's his name? Copperfield. Copperfield got busted copping a field. Copping a field. He was reportedly with some underage kids, I think, doing some magic. But not the good magic, you know, not Magic Johnson magic. We're talking like, hey, try to get out of this room. And they're like, what? You can't. Magic. And they're like, wait, what? So I don't know. It's one of those things where you go, I can take magic in doses. Too much magic, too quick. What do they say? You know, what do they say about it? Magicians think, you know, not enough magic, right? How many times can I blow your mind? You know, how much time you got? That's how a magician operates. But for me, it's like, dude, you got me with three tricks. Now I need a drink and a fucking Four Loko and some gummy bears. And I'll see you when I see you. But what a cool thing to have at a birthday. It was also on the beach. He did a thing with a song where he had somebody say their favorite song. And then he brought six people up with different bells. And he guessed the song that she picked by playing it with bells. I know. On paper, you're like, all right, seeing it live. Mind blowing. I got the magic books as a kid. There was like a book where you could like turn the bottom page and it was blank. Turn the middle, it was like outlined. Turn the top page, it was filled in with color. And yeah, that was an impressive thing for sure. But also one of those things where you go, all right, I'm not a magician. I'm trying to impress fifth and sixth grade girls. But, you know, fuck me for thinking that fifth and sixth grade girls were impressed by magic. I think it's just like at that age, you're trying to like, you're like, what can I do that, you know, I'm not the fastest kid. I'm not the tallest kid. I'm not the skinny kid. Like, so maybe I'll be the fat magic kid. Fat Magic, by the way. Great, great rapper name for a child. Fat Magic. Or maybe a magician. Maybe a fat magician. I think magicians historically are pretty skinny. There was the amazing Jonathan. He was bigger, but not, I wouldn't say fat, maybe. But, you know, get like a 400-pound magician. But all his tricks are like, Let's see, what's in your fridge? And you're like, I don't know, got some potato salad. Oh, okay. Hey, what's that? What's what? Magic. Hey, why are you eating my potato salad? He just steals your food. But you know what? I don't know. Kim Kardashian and the rest of the Kardash fam, they are on pace to break the world record for most things that get us talking that don't matter. They're the best at it. They're the best at getting us to go, did you hear about, did you see they got a new butt? Did you see they're dating this guy? Did you see dad's mom now? Did you see, you know, Rob? No, me neither. Put out a fucking wellness check. Did you see the kid play the Lion King? Did you hear it? Yeah. Did you share it? Yeah. Did you buy their lip shit? No. Psych, I did. I can't stop. I mean, it's just they have created an empire. Diddy's in trouble, huh? Diddy's in trouble. You fucking idiot, dude. You fucking weirdo. This is why you're changing your name, because you're up to no good. But I don't know. I don't want to be those guys that gets into too deep into the Diddy stuff. But wow. What a... I don't know. What can you say that hasn't been said? You know? There are some crazy things happening right now, though. I mean, you go to any news outlet, there's just like... I mean, dude, there's this fucking giant tsunami in Texas. People... I mean, dude, Texas is just out of its fucking mind. You know, there's people, McDonald's, I think, just coming out with a new salad. Massachusetts stabbing suspect to face criminal charges in connection with Connecticut killing. I mean, Jesus Christ. People are just, China military shows off rifle-toting robot dogs. Now, that's something I want to talk about. Robots are getting closer and closer to taking over. And if you're not aware of this, you need to start checking out your escape plan and building a robot-proof house. I ain't trying to get taken down by robots. I ain't trying to get taken down, but you know, I'd rather be swooped up in a tornado than having a robot come to my door with a Postmates order and then be like, "You did not tip appropriately." Like, I think they've got the capabilities to laser eye fuck you, also stab and jab you with some metal prod, but also just like. They're, who knows, man? Haven't you seen any of these robot movies? They have guns for fingers. I don't know. It's scary. It's scary to think about. I don't think we'll be around, though. I think when robots truly are, like, walking around normally, I think that's going to be, like, 100 years from now. Maybe more. But you know what? I might live to 141. I'm not taking that off the possibility agenda. You know? 141... We're getting closer and closer to people living past 100. There was just some woman in 100 that lived to 106, and they were like, what do you want for your birthday? And she was like, air. And, you know, that's the type of shit that makes you go, all right, what did she do to take care of herself? You hear these stories of people who are like, I drank whiskey and smoked cigars till 95, and then they die at 96. There's just a lot of people out there that have a real sense of how to keep longevity at the forefront. Cigarettes, I feel like, is definitely not the move. Drinking every day is probably not the move. Crack, meth, you know, it's everything in moderation. But then you hear about those stories of people that are like never drank, never smoked, never fucked, never sucked, never chucked, never did, you know. I biked, I hiked, I ran, I swam, I jumped, I dove. You know, into a man, you know, and they, oh my. And so that was the original Dr. Seuss poem, by the way. Before Thing One and Thing Two and The Cat in the Hat, he wrote the poem I just said. But there's people out there that have led a clean from top to bottom existence. And then something, you know, and then they fucking are looking down at their phone. Oh shit, Diane posted a new salsa recipe on Facebook. Kaboosh. And just smack into a train, you know? So you never know. You never know what is going to be the thing that creeps up on you. I almost had a bird take me out of the gas station recently. A bird flew by in the front of my face. as I was just pumping away. Because you're so mindless. You're just like, huh. You don't have your wits about you when you're at the gas pump. And this bird went so close. And I went, fuck me. I was like, oh, fuck me. And I look over at some guy and he was looking at me and he was like, you all right? And I was like, yeah, dude, that bird almost killed me. He was like, all right, I don't think you know how death works. That bird hitting you in the face would not have been the end. I was like, you don't know. Do you know how many birds have killed people? I looked it up, by the way, not many. There's an ostrich, apparently, an ostrich that that attacked a guy in like South America. But apparently ostriches, I looked this up, only attack when they're like intimidated or like walked up on. So I'm like, all right, I don't think anyone's doing that unless you're like, you know, hey, there's the ostrich. It owes us $50. How you doing, sweetheart? Time to pay the piper. And then the ostrich is like backed into a corner and then it just judo chops your dick off. But yeah, bird right in front of me. I scream, fuck me. You know, sometimes you're like, fuck me. Like, oh, fuck. I could have said, oh, fuck, or what the shit. But I went with fuck me. So for a second, I looked over at the guy and he was looking at me like, oh, did you want that bird to give you a flyby handjob or something? Like, what do you, were you asking that bird to fuck? You know what I'm saying? That's what I thought. I didn't think, oh, how embarrassing is this? I thought that guy thought I was screaming to that bird, fuck me, you bitch. Oh, you can't fly by and put your beak in my ass at the same time? Hoo-hoo. All right, well, you ain't a real bird. What else is going on? Oh, Brad Williams just texted me. The new kids on the block are going to be at the Kia Forum. Holy shit. Let's give Brad a call and see if he picks up. Come on, Braddy. Braddy knows that my boy Joey McIntyre of the New Kids on the Block is about to go back on tour. So Brad's like, dude, let's go. Let's go see the New Kids.
You.
Brad Williams, you were live on the About Last Night podcast.
Good to know.
I just told everyone here that you texted me, New Kids at the Forum. You goddamn right we're going.
Okay, I was throwing it out there. I saw that and I was like, all right, can we go and can we lose our minds and dive into a deep pool of nostalgia? That sounds like fun.
I think so. I also think, you know, we somehow pitched to Joe if there's any way to get a surprise. You know, they have all sorts of fun fancy outfits, so yes. We'll see what's possible. You and I know most of the moves to the right stuff.
Yes, we do. We can do all the O's. We can do all that.
Wait, did I see Paula Abdul as a supporting act?
Yep.
Wow. Now let me ask you this: is there? I know your sweet daughter has a channel that plays like Pearl Jam for kids.
Yep.
Does the station also feature some NKOTB?
I mean, I think you just play NKOTB.
You're right. It's pretty clean. I guess you can't hear the pelvic thrust.
No. And yeah, there's nothing wrong with the lyrics, please don't go girl. I think we're good.
Yeah. Is that her singing in the background?
Yep.
What is
she heard NKOTB and then she started busting out her best versions. So she doesn't quite know the lyrics yet. Sounds very similarly to Kids Bop, but
yeah.
She's trying.
Now, Brad, real quick, I just saw you ATVing in Utah. I didn't know that the Mormons were allowed to ride anything other than unicycles or Ford Escapes.
Yeah, that was the rumor, but turns out there's a great comic who lives in Salt Lake City. His name is JD, and he was hosting for us, and he's got some ATVs, so
wow.
He took us out, and we went through the mountains, and every time you turned around, it was a postcard photo. I can only imagine what some mountain bikers thought when they saw a dwarf ride by on an ATV. I don't know if they're like, wait, is that Mormon God coming down from heaven? Like, I don't.
You actually, you bring up a good point, because you've ridden up my old street on Laurel on a Funky Duck, the little no hands hoverboards. That got those got some double takes. You in a car sometimes gets a double take, but what do you think the mode of transportation that would get the most, like, wait a second?
Oh, I mean, that Funky Duck, that probably did it.
Yeah.
People just probably saw me on the hoverboard and was like, yeah, that's the dwarf mode of
transportation. Yeah, that's how they get around. Yeah.
That's what they do. You're born a little person, and then they say, congratulations, your child is a dwarf. Here's your hoverboard.
It's that or cannon.
Yeah. Cannon would definitely be part of it. It's pretty awesome. And around where I live, I'm not going to say the name of the city, but around where I live, I got a electric bike. So now
ooh.
I can kind of go around.
Are those
the city.
Are those as fun as they sound?
They are better.
Fuck. You can go like 40, 50 miles an hour?
Yeah. Mine goes about 40. And it's pretty awesome.
It's like
so now people see the dwarf go around on the electric bike, no pedals, and just going like, I'm pretty sure he's Professor X-ing it and just moving it with his mind. I'm pretty sure that's what he's doing right now.
Yeah, you're the leader of that. You know, there's motorcycle gangs and there's electric bike dwarf gangs.
If you don't think I'm not going to start one now and make magic jackets.
I mean, I would pay top dollar to see you and six other little people on electric bikes riding up a hill, riding down the hill, riding into a Baskin-Robbins, and riding back home.
Now, see, the only problem is, you know, you said six other dwarves. There can never be seven of us at the same time. It's in the bylaws of being a little person is if there's seven little people, you either have to find another one or one has to be voted off the island, a la Survivor.
How has that not been a show? And can you pitch that? We both know some reality TV people. I'm telling you, I don't know if it's just called Dwarf Island, but like they had fucking MILF Island. They had Fuck Island. They had Anal Island. Why can't there's Love Island, which is pretty much the same thing as Anal Island. How do we not? I mean, dude, are you kidding me?
I think Dwarf Island is just a stone in a pond that all the dwarves just stand on.
Touche.
And but it's a very smooth stone, so we can fall off at any time.
All right. Well, I'll get a treatment going. Hey, congrats on your special hitting a mil, dude.
Yeah, thank you.
Starfish.
Special's called Starfish. Go on YouTube. Right now it's at 1.1 million views in just over a month, and feels great. Tour's selling great for all of your listeners.
Yep.
From your hometown in Seattle. I'm doing the Moore Theater coming up.
Ooh.
In just a few months. So
what day is that?
Off the top of my head, I don't know.
Okay.
But yeah, go to my website and look up the Moore Theater. I think it's in late July.
Yeah.
It's in late July, and just to play the same venue, I just saw Pearl Jam last week, and
me too.
To play the same venue that Pearl Jam played, that feels pretty good.
Yeah, pretty cool. And they have the history of shows like that have come before you are all over the walls. You can feel it. It's just because like the backstage at the Moore just feels like rustic and. You know, just conducive for grunge, I guess, too. But,
yeah.
Well, that's awesome.
When did you see Pearl Jam?
I went the first night.
Oh, you went night one. I went night two.
Mistakenly, by the way. Should have known they would have dropped all the fucking hits night two.
Yeah, they. So, night one was, like, the friends and family, like, hey, here's the new album of all the songs you haven't heard. And then...
Bro, it was exactly that. I mean, we literally were like, this is great, but... Hey, man, can you play all the shit we are here for? And, you know, there were some deep cuts that I think, you know, a few friends of mine that are, you know, longtime fans were like, yeah, it was a good set list. But, you know, that's, you know, I don't know. And you could tell there's a difference between like when they would play, you know, Even Flow, which I think he might have double dipped both nights with that one. But it was like he'd play that. Or Daughter, and then everyone goes nuts and is up and is singing along, and there's just a difference between that and then a song that not everybody is as familiar with. And And then he I think he had more stories night one of like, last time I was here, we were sitting up in the bleachers watching the Lakers, and there was a guy who was here, and he actually had forgotten his tickets, and we had an extra ticket, and that guy is here tonight. Where are you, man? And they put a spotlight on. He's like, I think he's here somewhere. Anyway, all right, here's a song you probably don't know the words to. 2, 3, 4. You know, so versus, you know, you just fucking, I see 9 stories in a row of you being like, they played this, they played that, and I'm just watching. I just stopped watching your stories after a few minutes because I was like, God damn it.
Number two, man, and we didn't know how the show was going to go because Eddie, which, by the way, let it be said, he's 59 yeah. and still killing it.
Yep, unreal.
Absolutely killing it.
Vocally unreal.
But yeah, he started off our show by going, today is the 10-year anniversary of one of my best friends and mentors dying, and I'm in a really bad mood right now, but maybe you guys can help us out. And we're just kind of looking at each other like, do we cheer?
Yeah. Help you out. Everyone just starts throwing like fucking antidepressants on. It's like, what do you want?
We got Zoloft. Here, take it.
Yeah.
But it was a heck of a concert, and then how whatever envy you had of me on night two, I had watching the set list and the songs they played at Bottle Rock Festival in Napa.
Oh.
Because I saw that set list, and like at one point Bradley Cooper came on stage and sang with him.
Oh, God! Did they sing Shallow?
I mean, I don't. I hope they sang Shallow. I hope Bradley Cooper stared into Eddie Vedder's eyes. And it's Northern California, so it's very accepting. And
oh
everyone just started
God.
Chanting, "Make out, make out."
Oh
I hope
my
so. I hope
God, that's amazing. Well, shit, dude. We will return to the forum, proud and happy with our tight leather pants and our pelvic thrusts, locked and loaded, to not only deliver but receive. I think it's yes. you're more it's how you receive the pelvic thrust because there are and you know it's still the jury's still out whether you get a more powerful thrust from Donnie Wahlberg or Joey McIntyre, but I think Wahlberg's got those Wahlberg hips. You know, he's not up at 4 a.m. but he's pretty damn close, man. Blue Bloods tapes early, or so I've heard.
Yeah, and it also depends how the Celtics do in the NBA Finals. I feel like if the Celtics win, he'll have pelvic thrusts for days. Yeah.
Which is the name of their new album.
Yes.
Brad, I love you. Starfish on YouTube. Go check it out if you haven't seen it. You're going to love it. I've watched it. It's one of Brad's best. And go see him on tour. The tour doesn't stop. Theaters everywhere. He's a beast on and off stage. I love you. I'll see you probably this week or next.
Sounds good, buddy. Love you, too.
Love you, Brady. Bye, bud.
Bye.
The great Brad Williams calling in. You know, he's got he can call in whenever he wants, dude. Picks up on the pod, chums it up. Just a little legend. No pun intended. I said little legend. Man, I didn't. I meant to say, like, a lot of fun today. Thanks for popping by. June 13th through the 15th, I'm at Tacoma Comedy Club. Tickets still left for the late shows and the show on Thursday night. We're about sold out for the late shows on Friday and Saturday. June 13th, 14th, and 15th, Tacoma Comedy Club. June 29th, late show, Aladdin Theater, Dr. Phil Live. Tickets available at adamraycomedy.com. Go get those. We got a June 4th Comedy Store, Dr. Phil Live next week, like I said, with Rick Glassman, Dax Shepard, and Sal Vulcano. The new Dr. Phil Live from the Mothership with Harlan Williams, Brian Simpson, and Heath Cortez is live right now. Go check that out on my YouTube. And again, my special drops June 16th. Like and subscribe. I can't wait for you guys to see it. So start setting your calendars. Mark them. Whatever you got to do. Of course, subscribe to the podcast at ALN Podcast on Instagram, Twitter, Adam Ray Comedy on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. AdamRayComedy.com for all your Adam Ray merch. The Dr. Phil hoodies are restocked and t-shirts, so go grab those. We'll put a picture up of those right there. And of course, AdamRayComedy.com for tour dates. Tacoma. And then we got I'm on the road with Bert Kreischer on the Fully Loaded Tour, June 20th through the 23rd. And then it's just San Diego, Boston, New Jersey, Connecticut, Philly, Naples, Florida, Columbus, Ohio, and just city after city after city, and some big Dr. Phil Live announcements coming soon. But until then, enjoy your week. Be good to yourself. I'll see you next time.